This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Well, to no one's surprise, the Democrats are going completely insane over the confirmation hearings of Brett Kavanaugh, probably the next Supreme Court justice. The Democrats just once again demonstrating how they are deranged crybullies. They're just screaming, shrieking like demons. And the police had to escort many of them out. And it's not just the onlookers, it's the lawmakers are screaming and interrupting and demanding that the hearings be stopped. This is what Democrats really are. They're bullies and they're cheaters. If they don't win the election, then they try to cheat and they try to nullify and they just say, oh, it doesn't count. You can't have a Supreme Court justice because you're under investigation. Talking about President Trump. Well, what investigation? You mean the investigation that was completely fabricated by a corrupt deep state FBI and DOJ and CIA all working in collusion to plant spies inside the Trump campaign and to create a Trump dossier by the FBI paying a British spy to write a fiction piece and then using that to get an illegal FISA spying warrant? You're talking about that investigation that was drummed up by the Democrats in an illegal fashion to try to overthrow the president? Yeah, that investigation. I tell you what, these Democrats in the FBI and the DOJ, John Brennan, James Clapper, the whole lot of them, they should be arrested. They should be indicted for criminal offenses that they committed. Even Barack Obama himself, turns out, personally signed off on the FISA warrant, the illegal spying against Trump campaign officials. And these people have the gall to say that Trump can't nominate a Supreme Court justice? Well, the Democrats are just screaming babies. That's all they are. I mean, look at the students on college campuses. They're just screaming and crying and they're just losing their minds constantly. They have zero tolerance now for anything that contradicts their worldview. They cannot tolerate any differing opinions. They can't tolerate a different political candidate. They can't tolerate anybody or anything that opposes their false belief system, and they go berserk. These people go crazy. And they're showing it yet again. And I was thinking, just imagine if the Democrats don't win the House this November, how insane left-wing people are going to go. They're going to burn their cities down, basically. They're going to have massive rioting in the streets nationwide. And I think right now the Democrats will probably take the House based on the current situation, but it will change. And I'm willing to bet that between now and the midterm elections, Trump is going to declassify the FISA warrant documents and some other bombshells are going to come out. I bet you there's at least an even, 50-50 chance that the Republicans hold the House. And if they hold the House, the Democrats are going to go insane. And at some point, you know what you got to do with these people? When if they're in the streets and they're just, all these radical left-wing people, they're talking about a communist takeover, an armed revolt, they're walking around with their AK-47s and saying they have to take over the country and murder the president. Now they're even saying that they have to have trials for all Trump supporters. Yeah, this is the latest thing. So some radical left-wing moron is out there saying, all over Twitter, that once they get rid of the president, then they have to round up and charge all Trump supporters with treason and throw them in prison. I mean, this is the communist revolution utopian fantasy where they think that they can just sweep across the country and just kill the president and murder all his supporters. Hey, I got news for you. We are going to stop you. We're going to stop you using means that are provided by and described in the Constitution itself, most notably the Second Amendment. Yeah, Second Amendment gives us the right to self-defense. And so these radical left-wing demoncrats, they're going to be stopped and they're going to be shocked because they're all cry bullies, right? They're used to getting their way by screaming and crying all the time. And they think that if they just scream and shout loudly enough that they're going to get everything that they demand, because that's how they've been treated by their parents and by the universities and even the grade schools and so on. So they're trying this in the Senate chambers now with the Kavanaugh hearing. They're just screaming and crying like cry bully babies. And that's what they're going to do nationwide if they don't win the House. And, you know, they are a joke. They are pathetic, weak-minded, spiritually fragile, dishonest, deceptive cheaters, and just pathetic individuals. And the whole reason why they're turning to censorship right now is because that's the only way they can win any debate, is by censoring all opposing views. So it's a form of cheating. Censorship is a form of cheating. And this is what the left has become, a bunch of pathetic cheaters who really have no, they're not beholden to any rule, to any law, to any ethics, nothing. They're just cheaters, and they're evil people. Who they're just screamers and crybabies. And it's all coming out in the hearings. And they still can't accept that Donald Trump won the election. They just refuse to accept it. Because in their minds, any election that they lose is automatically illegitimate. And they'll find a reason to make it illegitimate. They'll come up with an excuse. Oh, the Russians stole the election. Really? I mean, we already went through that. You guys faked it. You set it up. They'll say, oh, the Electoral College stole the election from Hillary Clinton. Yeah, the Electoral College is part of the Constitution, and it's designed to have diversity of power across the country so that you don't have a concentration of power in cities like Los Angeles and New York, by the way. So it's about diversity of representation across the country. But, of course, the left hates diversity. They hate tolerance. They hate anything that doesn't give them absolute totalitarian power over everybody else. They are authoritarians. They're tyrants. And if they could get away with it, rest assured, have no hesitation, they would murder all Trump supporters. They want to. They fantasize about it. They're talking about it openly. They would murder the president. They would murder all Trump supporters. They would murder gun owners using guns while they claim to be anti-gun, by the way. They would sit there and shoot you and say, well, you're a gun owner. You're an evil person. So they're going to shoot you in order to be anti-gun. They're total hypocrites. They're delusional. They're deranged. They're demons. That's why we call them Democrats. And they run around like crazed goblins, just screaming and hopping around and bullying everybody, using foul-mouthed language, slimy saliva dripping out of the sides of their mouth. You see that especially among these Democrats running for office these days. They're just loathsome, pathetic creatures of darkness and destruction. And they can't wait to turn America into Venezuela because they love the idea of a total collapse where they get rid of the middle class and just have this low-income, impoverished class of masses who are entirely beholden to government authoritarianism. That's what Democrats want. So if you want that, vote for Democrats. On the other hand, if you want to save America, save the Republic, save the Constitution, save your liberties, vote against Democrats at every election. That's the bottom line. Vote against Democrats. Vote against Democrats every time. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams here, Health Ranger. You can hear my podcast at real.video. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.